让我们一起来领受的今天的宣召经文，诗篇117篇。万国啊，你们当称赞美耶和华，万民啊，你们都当颂赞他。
Psalm 117:1.
因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。
For great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
好，请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主。Let's stand up, let's sing together. Majesty, we sing two times. You sing Chinese and English. You can choose which language you prefer.神的面前，亲爱的主耶稣，你是万王之王，这是何等的荣耀！我们一起可以在这里歌颂你、赞美你。今天是你的日子，让我们打开我们的心扉。无论我们是快乐的时候，还是在我们悲伤的时候，让我们倾用自己的心向你倾诉。主啊，求你的光来照亮我们，让我们的心没有一点隐藏的地方。主啊，让我们在这美好的时候能够享受从天而来的平安和喜乐。主啊，让我们在你的爱中能够彻底的得到释放。以上祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名， Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, today we gather here to sing your praises.Here we can share in the glory of Jesus with our brothers and sisters in Christ. In general, peace and salvation can be found in the Lord. May our songs and prayers please. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。第二首歌，感谢神。Thanks God for my Redeemer. 这首歌我们用中英文一起唱。有福的确据，
you 天我们要阅读的经文是马太福音第十六章十八到二十节。Today's scripture is Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 through 20. Let's read them together in Chinese English. 起，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。当下，耶稣举目不可对人说他是耶稣。下面我们请这个有几个年轻人，他们去那个洛杉矶做这个 mission trip， 给我们做一下分享。Next we have a sharing of Arthur, Dora, and Faith to give us their experience of their mission trip.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
下午好。
I'm Dan, the youth pastor.
我是 Dan， 我是这里教会的青少年牧师。
And we wanted to share a little bit about the mission trip that you sent us on to LA.
我想今天分享一下到洛杉矶一个短片。
We have an opportunity to go to a place called the Dream Center.
我们去的地方是一个叫梦想中心。
It's a ministry that's been going on for about 25 years in Echo Park.
在那个洛杉矶 Echo 公园那里，大概在已经有25年的历史。
They do lots of ministries all over the city, and one of their key ministries is a one-year rehabilitation program for people.
他们这个做很多方面的施工，其中有一个是一个对一个吸毒者的一个重新一个戒毒的一个施工。
So we're going to ask the students some of the things they learned on the trip.
我们今天让这个三个孩子分享一下，在这个短片他们学到了什么。
So question number one is, what is something God taught you while you were on the trip? All right.
我第一个问题对这些孩子就说，在这个洛杉矶短片当中，神教导了你什么？
欢迎 Dora， and the trip to Greece was my first mission trip.
她是宝妈邓飞的女儿的原来的。这个这是我第一次去短片。
One thing I learned while going on the mission trip that was that everyone could find peace in God.
我学到的一个功课就是通过短
片，我可以在神里找到平
安。Over at the Dream Center, there were many people whose lives were impacted by drugs and other bad stuff. 在梦想中心，我会遇到很多人，他们的生活由于吸毒其他因素受到很大的挑战。
And they shared their testimonies with us. It was really cool to see how they were able to go through the missionary program and find peace in God.
他们给我们分享他们的见证，怎么样从戒毒，怎么样能够回到一个原正规的生活。
Hello, I'm Faith. I am Kong Chen and brought up in Los Angeles.
他是 Faith， 他是王龙陈康的女儿。
On this trip is that the life that we grow up here, well, we have really blessed lives, so we don't need to leave lots.
一个功课我学到的是，我们在这里的生活非常的祝福，非常的舒服。
We have food and shelter every day, and not a lot of people have that in LA.
我们在这里有住的地方，有吃的东西。在 Dream Center， 我们看到很多人，他们没有这样的一个他们没有吃，没有地方住。
So here it's easy for the devil
devil to tell us that we don't really need God because we have everything that we kind of need to live here.
在这里就是撒旦就可以通过魔鬼撒旦可以告诉我们，这里我们不需要神，因为我们有生活，我们有生活所需要的一切。
But when you go to LA, you see all the people whose lives really do need God, and God is the only way that they're surviving.
如果你去梦想中心，洛杉矶梦想中心，你就会看到他们很多人的生活真的很大的挑战，神是他们唯一的拯救。
So it reminds you that while you can't see, we might not be looking for God every day, there God is present in every single person's life.
我们在这里不有可能不一定看到神每天在我们中间，不过你在梦想中心，我们从这些人看到神在他们每天在他们生活当中。谢谢。
Hello, my name is Arthur, and I'm the son of Papa and Deng Fei.
这是邓飞爸爸的儿子，杨阿姨的孙子。
So one thing I learned from the mission trip that God has taught me was prayer.
我从这个短期我学会了一个祷告功课。
So we had meetings before the trip, and every meeting Dan would make me close in prayer.
我们在去的之前，梁牧师带我们有很多的训练。每次训练结束的时候，梁牧师都叫我带领做结束祷告。
So Arthur told me that he wanted to grow in the ability to pray because he didn't like to pray in front of people.
这个 Arthur 对梁牧师说，他以前对是在公众下面这个祷告这个功课他想学习，所以他对牧师说他要做结束祷告。
So I told him every time we pray, you get to be the person who closes.
Yeah, 所以在我这个准备这个洛杉矶这个短宣这个训练会的每次结束祷告，我都要阿瑟来做。
对，听话的。
我阿瑟主动提出来的。
So you guys can guess what happened. I close every prayer that we pray.
所以每次这个我都做结束祷告。
I realized that praying like within our group has gotten a lot easier throughout the weeks of praying.
在我祷告方面有很大的进步。
And now I pray regularly for to God for my troubles or even good things that happen to me.
现在我就祷告，就是养成一个习惯，经常的祷告。
That's about it.
我的分享就这里。
I think we shared with some of you. I'm Dan's wife, Liz.
Dan 牧师的妻子Liz.
And so I don't know if everyone knows that I'm pregnant right now. And so my first trimester, I was actually very sick in the mornings usually, and so leading up to the trip, I was really nervous I would be a burden and not be able to help as much on the mission trip.
Yeah, 由于怀孕就感到比较疲劳，我原本是担心去这个短宣，我是否有这个精力来帮助他们。
And leading up to the trip, God really.Challenged me and said, you know, even if you're just going to drive the kids down and that's all you're able to do, that's okay. And I had to submit and be okay with it. That was what happened.
Yeah, 这个我要委身，虽然就是说，如果在我寻求神的旨意，如果我能够做的就把开车送这些孩子到洛杉矶短宣，那我也就很满足。如果是我能做的话。
But God was really gracious to me, and I wasn't sick at all the whole week, and I just needed to take like a few extra naps. But other than that, I was pretty good.
Yeah, 感谢神，我在这个一个礼拜当中还算很健康。
So I'm really thankful that God gave me the energy and the strength to be able to serve in how I was able to serve that week and support the kids as they did a lot more heavy lifting than I did.
我很感谢神给我这个经历跟努力在这个一个礼拜能够做这个短期的工作。
A lot of the pictures that were shown are just ones of our team and stuff that we got to do together.
这个是我在当天拍的一些照片。
A lot of the places that we went to go serve, we were working with people that were either homeless or in need, and so we weren't able to take pictures of the places where we actually got to go serve.
有些地方我们去的地方，比如说是。 帮助无家可归的这些地方，我们不可以拍照。
But each of these students has stories, and they'd love to share them with you. So during fellowship time today, just grab one of them by the shoulder and say, "Tell me a story of one of the places you got to serve when you were in LA."
今天这个等下午一点新教育的时候，我们可以跟每个青少年交谈，他们会给我们分享这个短片的故事。
And one of the big things we all talked about, we wanted to say, was thank you so much. For sending us as a team to represent all of you, and we ended up taking the team was made of 5 churches.
我很感谢恩泽教会能够送这些青少年跟我们一起做短宣。这个最终我们其实有5个教会一起到洛杉矶短宣。
So we had 3 from your church.
我们有3个。
About 6 from First Baptist Orangeville, who also meets here.
有6个青少年从这个浸信会的教会。
And then 2 from the Chinese church. Yeah, what's the other Chinese church?
Yeah, 两个，一个是陈牧师，陈国天牧师的两个女儿是恩泽主恩教恩泽教会的。
Esther and Stephanie, the pastor's daughter. And then 1 from Bayside.
有一个是。
Oh, and then 2 from the Thomas.
有两个是从北北北圣公门都那里来的，那 Thomas 去了。Yeah.
And so we're just really thankful. Thank you for allowing my wife and I to pour into your guys' students.
我跟我太太很感激你们有这样的机会，能够带你们教会上的青少年参加。
And we're planning to go again next year during spring break, right before Easter, and we'd like to thank even more. And not just students, but any adults that want to come on the trip too.
明年我们这个在春假的时候，我们还会到梦想中心。我们希望有个教会，更多的青少年参加，或者有更多的大人参加也可以。
So put it on your calendar. It will be the week before Easter.
放在你的日历上是明年复活节的前一个礼拜。谢谢。
Thank you, Pastor Dan and Liz, that led our youth to this special mission trip. 让我们一起低头祷告。Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. We just heard their testimony, what they learned in this dream center. And many people's lives were impacted, and they also benefit from this mission trip. And we pray that in the future, more of our youth will join this kind of mission trip. So they will learn that the purpose of life, what is the purpose of life? And also, God will give them wisdom, give them a new inspiration, learn from all these activities. And we give thanks to you that we can come here and worship you, sing songs to praise you, because you are our God, our Lord, our Redeemer. We sing the song, we tell the story, and we praise you, because you want us to share the good news to the others. And we give thanks to you that last Sunday we had our annual mission conference. We heard from a speaker that we need to pass on our belief to next generation. Also, we need to spread and proclaim this good news to our friends, to other people that have not had chance to hear this. Oh God, every good and perfect gift is from you, from above, the heavenly lights, who does not change, and also this light will have no shadow at all. And we give thanks to you, God. You're so good to us, and you chose to born us with the word of truth, so that we ought and we might be a kind of first fruit of all you created. And today we come to worship you, bless your servant again, to preach this good news that will impact our life. And we all remember that you give us a great commission in our daily life to carry out.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你， 使我们可以听到这些青少年他们到LA去做一些短宣， 对他们自己也带来何等的帮助， 也带来给当地的人生活方面， 在属灵方面有主的爱去影响他们。 我们献上我们的感谢， 求主继续接纳 我们在任何的短宣施工上我们所摆上的，我们也献上感谢上个主日我们有宣道年会，从你自己仆人当中我们也听到，真的是这个福音我们不但是要传承，我们也要传播，传承还不够，传播才可以让更多没有听到福音的人可以听到。 求主怜悯，求主感动，让我们在这里是有一个力量，是神来的力量，因为一切美好的全备的赏赐都是从上天你所赐下来的，因为在你那里没有转动的影儿，因为我们就是你出手的果子，在你一切所创造之物当中蒙你自己的话语来拣选， 来赐给我们生命。主，我们在这里也特别为林少华先生来祷告，他又进到医院，因为有内出血，虽然还没有查出原因，在这样的一个危急的时候，真的是让我们完全投靠他，也让他自己来投靠那独一的主，全能的主。 在人不能的时候，神你要施恩怜悯，多少时候我们是靠着自己的才能智慧，但是人是何等的渺小，让我们来到主的面前，赐福主你自己的话语，今天在这里的敬拜，蒙你自己的带领，感谢祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
We are so delighted we have Pastor Jim Price to give us a good news in his preach, and also Opal will do the interpretation.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, young people, for sharing. Great job. So I understand that next year you guys are going to stay home and the parents are going to go to LA, is that right? You can watch the house, the dogs and the cats and whatever else. You know, this mission trip and other trips like it are life-changing for young people. But they're also life-changing for adults as well. I mean, here later in life, Peggy and I went for 3 years to China and teach, as you know.
Peggy,
And of our almost 49 years of marriage and ministry together, those years in China were some of the most meaningful and rewarding of all.
我和妻子凯蒂已经结婚49年，在这49年的婚姻当中，最后这三年在中国的宣教生活是我们最有意义的一个生活。
And we are so blessed to be able to go back to China twice a year and visit our teachers in China and also former students and friends.
现在我们很有幸可以跟妻子，每一年回中国两次去探望我们的，或者是宣教士的老师，或者是我们以前教过的学生，真的实在是很有福气的。
With your sharing and the whole purpose of the trip and about the good news, I'd like to bring everything together this morning.
今天真的感谢这些年轻人分享这个好消息，所以我想把今天的信息也针对这个主题好消息跟大家分享。
Let's pray before we begin.
一起低头祷告。
Father, thank you for the privilege of serving you.
父神，我实在感谢你，我们有特权能够服侍你。
Thank you for the privilege of seeing other lives changed.
我们感谢主，有这个特权能够看到其他的人生命被改变。
Thank you, Lord, for the changes you make in our own lives.
感谢主，你自己将我们的生命都改变过来了。
Lord, we commit this time to you now.
就我们将以下的时间交托在主的手中。
Speak to us through your word.
透过您的话语跟我们每一个人说话。
May your Holy Spirit be active and alive in the preaching and teaching of your word.
愿主您自己圣灵的大能在我们每一个人的生命中能够教导我们、引导我们，成为一个真的好的见证。
We ask you to change us, Lord.
我们感谢主，求主改变我们的生命。
So that we can change the world through your good news.
我们改变之后，才能够改变在我们周遭的世界，整个世界。
In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, let's look at a couple of things.
我们来看看有几件事要跟大家分享的。
You've all heard of the Great Commission.
大家都听过大使命吧？
It's those final instructions that Jesus gave to his disciples.
是在耶稣升天之前给他门徒的一些指示。
You know, tech team, I love my new microphone. This way, I can walk around a little bit.
谢谢今天同工能够给我一个挂在身上，我可以走来走去，很随意的讲道。
Okay, in the book of Matthew, Matthew records Jesus as saying, "Go into." A disciple is a learner.
这些使徒其实也就是一个学习者。
A disciple is a follower.
其实他们也是跟随者。
Church leaders today are still disciples.
教会的领袖现今还是一个门徒。
You and I, young people and old, need to be lifelong learners.
你我都应该是终身作为学习者。
We continue to learn from Jesus each and every day.
每一天我们都在从耶稣身上有所学习。
The first question, what did you get his word?
第一个问题，你说你到底学到了些什么呢？
We ought to be lifelong learners.
我们需要一辈子都做一个学习者。
Disciples are followers.
门徒是一个跟随者。
Sometimes church leaders can take pride in the fact I am a leader and forget that they are first followers of Jesus.
有的时候教会领袖可以声称他们是那个使徒，可是他们忘记他们也应该是做跟随者。
And sometimes, to their discredit, church leaders like to focus on the fact that they are leaders and forget the fact that they're first shepherds.
他们有的时候教会的领袖常常记得他们是教会的领袖，可是他们忘记其实他们是一个牧者。
Remember David's prayer. He said that the Lord is my shepherd.
记得大卫的祷告吗？他说：“主啊，您是我的牧者。”
And then he leads me beside the quiet waters.
他领我到可安息的水边。
Church leaders need to remember that their ultimate calling is to shepherd, and as a shepherd, they need to lead well.
教会的领袖一定要记得，其实主要的身份就是牧者。要领牧者，要领这些群羊。
So Matthew says, go and make disciples of all nations.
马太福音里头特别是说要正是使世界做使万民做我的门徒。
And teach them everything that I have taught you.
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
You know, that's what preachers do on Sunday morning. They should be sharing about what Jesus taught his own disciples and what he wants us to teach us today. And then comes the part about baptizing them. That's when you announce publicly, I'm a follower of Jesus. So in Matthew, it's about making disciples. It's a little bit different in Mark. Mark says, go and preach the good news to all of creation. I can just see the disciples thinking of this now. Shout it to people and shout it to the rocks and the trees. Just raise your hands and shout the good news. So that's the Great Commission recorded in Mark. Now Luke is different than that. And it's part of the Great Commission that to the church's discredit, they forget. Luke records Jesus as saying, go into all the world and preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins. So many people like to just say, hey, if you come to Jesus, look at all the good stuff you get. But I think so many churches today are full of either weak or non-believers who have never repented. And if they haven't repented, they have not had their sins forgiven. And if they've not had their sins forgiven, they don't have the Holy Spirit. We must preach repentance as part of the Great Commission. So there's the Great Commission in Matthew, make disciples. In Mark, preach it to all creation. And in Luke, preach repentance. The gospel is good news. That's what we are to proclaim. When some people hear people sharing about Jesus, sometimes it comes across as bad news. Sometimes it comes out with the church that you're a part of and all the rules that everybody needs to follow. Rules aren't bad, but sometimes people look at it as a religion of rules. The gospel writers of Jesus says, I've come to give you good news. Part of the good news is that Jesus changes hearts and lives. And John says, if the Lord has changed your heart and life, then his commandments are not a burden to us, they're a joy for us.
假如说是就像约翰福音
I want to look at two things today. For starters, the gospel is worth sharing. So what are you going to share? Some people like to share about church. And it's okay to share about your church. But the church is not the good news. Here's the good news. It's all about Jesus. When you talk to your friends and you want to share the good news, you want to tell them about Jesus. Jesus is attractive. He's attractive. He invited people to come to him, all those that are laboring and heavy
laden.
You can talk about Jesus a lot, about all the people that he healed and the things that he said and the things that he did. So we have two elements here, who he is and what he did. So if you're going to share about Jesus, you want to focus first of all on who is Jesus. Who is he? First of all, let's go ahead and look at Matthew 16, if you would, please. The incident that we're going to look at here took place up in Caesarea Philippi. Which was north of Israel, up into Gentile territory. There were two occasions when Jesus wanted to get out of Dodge, so to speak, and have some alone time with his disciples. One was a trip up to Caesarea Philippi, up in the mountains. The other was a vacation out to the Mediterranean in the land of where he met the Canaanite woman.
另外一件就是说跑到靠近弟兄海的时候碰到一个那个迦南妇人。
Jesus needed to get he and his disciples away from the religious leaders.
耶稣和他的门徒应该是要有机会远离
away from all the pressures.
然后远离所有的压力。
Away from everything that was happening in Israel because thousands of people were always crowding around him. So in verse 13, when they came to Caesarea Philippi, Jesus asked the question, who do people say that the Son of Man is? In other words, Jesus is asking his closest followers, who do people say that I am? Some say you're John the Baptist who's come back to life. Some say you're Elijah that's come back that was taken up in a whirlwind. Others say that you're Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. So the disciples have been hearing from others who they think Jesus is. Jesus says, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I want to just focus on that first one. He is the Messiah, the Christ. Ever since the early prophecies, but let's go back particularly to Abraham, that all the nations of the earth would be blessed in the Abrahamic promise.
在亚伯拉罕的时代。
And then all of the prophets predicted the coming of Messiah. And for those first century followers of Jesus, they're saying, could it really be now? Since the law was given, and since the time of the prophets, a thousand years ago, people have been expecting the Messiah.
自从摩西颁布律法之后，上千年以色列人都在盼望弥赛亚的到来。
Isaiah gave some clues.
他们那个在以赛亚书里头有一些
That the Messiah would heal the blind.
以赛亚预测说，弥赛亚是一个高贵的人。
The deaf would hear.
这个耳聋会听见。
The lame would walk.
全体的会行走
demons would be cast out
所有被鬼附的会被鬼驱会被驱逐掉
the dead would be raised
死里复活
Jesus, all the evidence points to the fact yes, you are the Messiah
很多的迹象显示说耶稣你是真的是弥赛亚
you are the predicted one from the prophets and particularly from Isaiah
你就是多年以来先知所预言
But then Jesus goes on, and he says, we're going to come to the Son of God later. Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
17节说，耶稣对他说：“信了那约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的人，只是你的。乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。”
So first of all, Jesus makes it clear, Peter, the Lord has given you this truth.
耶稣很清楚地跟彼得说，是主天上的永生的神指示你的。
And that particularly comes with Peter's statement that Jesus, you're not only the Christ, you're also the Son of the living God.
彼得不仅说耶稣是弥赛亚，耶稣也是神子。
You go back to Deuteronomy and you read the passage, Behold, the Lord our God is one. How can Jesus be God?
假如看《生命记》的话，这个救主是一位，怎么可能又是人子呢？
The Lord has revealed this to you, Peter.
可是神已经指永生的上帝已经指示你了。
Jesus the Son, when he prays, he calls God his Father.
因为耶稣在祷告的时候跟父神祷告的时候说。
Somehow there's something unique going on here theologically.
耶稣祷告的时候常常跟父神说父啊父啊，所以你这个时候应该从神学的角度思。
And then Jesus says, "You are Peter, Petros, little rock."
耶稣说彼得你是小石头。
And upon this rock, Petra, I will build my church.
可是在这磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
It's not on Peter that he will build the church, but it's on the big rock, the confession of who Jesus is.
并不是把教会建造在小彼得这个小石头上，而是建造在这个大磐石耶稣的上面。
And by that confession, the gates of Hades, the abode of the dead, will not prevail against it.
就是因为这个真理显露出来之后，所以阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
All the way back in the Old Testament and up through Jesus' days.Hades was a prison for the soul. There was a good compartment or a compartment for the wicked and a compartment for the righteous. Jesus told the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And Lazarus went to the righteous compartment and the rich man went to the unrighteous. Nobody could pass between the two. Jesus talked about this gospel having the keys to unlock those prison doors and allow the resurrection of the dead.
耶稣说他掌握了阴间的权柄，然后生命是在他手中，以后复活也是要透过他。
So Jesus is the Messiah as Peter proclaimed. And then in John 20, there's a couple of amazing verses. If you turn there, John 20, please, verse 30 and 31. Jesus wrote the whole Gospel of John, and then he says, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these have been written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子并且叫你们因信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
I love this what John wrote. He closes with the purpose of his whole gospel. I want you to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, he's the Son of God, and that you can have life in his name. And that's the third thing I want to talk about, who Jesus is. He is the possessor and the giver of life. Turn back to John chapter 1 if you would please. As John begins his gospel, he says this in verse 4, as he talked about the Word becoming with God in the beginning. In verse 4, he says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And just in verse 21, chapter 5, just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. There are two Greek words for life. The first is bios, which is physical life. The second is Zoe, which means spiritual life. John writes that when Jesus came, in him was life. And then in John 5, Jesus says, I give life to whomever I want to give it.
第五节里说，耶稣特别提到说，我愿意给谁生命，给谁光，就有就是有生命。He gives life to those who repent and turn to Christ。耶稣给所有认罪悔改的人，给他们一个新的生命。It's the gift that changes everything。就是这个礼物，让我们的生命都受到改变。
Many of you have had some dramatic conversions when you came to Christ. He gave you life and everything changed. The way you thought, the way you spoke, the way you acted. Everything changes when Jesus gives you life. So that's who Jesus is. If you want to share, good news, tell them about Jesus. I like to focus on the life giver. Yes, he's the Messiah. Yes, he's the Son of God, but he came to give you life.
是的,他是弥赛亚,他是神子,
You share that with your friends and they'll say, what do you mean to give me your life? It's spiritual life. If you don't have life, you're just existing. What did Jesus do? That's important. It's not just who he is, but what did he do? Head on over toward the end of the New Testament to 1 John. Verse 3 and verse 5. Verse 5, John writes, but you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
Chapter
3,
verse
5.
3, 5,
yeah, 1 John. And in the book of Hebrews it says the same thing, that he is sinless. And so Jesus lived a sinless life. That's why he was able to die on the cross as the spotless, pure Lamb of God. Throughout the entire Old Testament, they were to bring the unblemished Lamb. Peter writes that he was a lamb without blemish and without spot. How about Romans 5:8? Let's look at that one. God demonstrated his love to us. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, I can go back into history. And I can look at some Roman historians. And I can look at the text of the New Testament. And I can tell you that a man named Jesus died on a Roman cross in about 30 AD. That's history. But revelation is that when he died for our sins. It's our sins that separate us from God. And he died that we might be reconciled. Look at how unique our faith is. Every other religion calls you to do something in order to get close to God. Something that has to do with works, either ceremonial or actions on our own. Christian faith says you can't earn it by works. But it's by faith in Christ. Believing that he died for your sins. Believing that Jesus died for our sins. So here's your step of faith. You believe that Jesus died for your sins. Then if you do, here's your step of faith. If we confess our sins, he's faithful to forgive.
If we confess our sins,
That's the faith aspect of believing and responding to the gospel.
It's
more than just Jesus, I believe you died for my sins, but now I need my sins forgiven, so I confess them to you. First Corinthians 15:3 and 4, and then we'll move on to something else. Romans Corinthians. What did Jesus do? 3 and 4, I received what I passed on to you in the first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. We cannot forget the resurrection. He lived a sinless life, he died for our sins, he rose again, and he's alive today. So that's the message that we share. It's about who Jesus is, and it's about what he did. But there's something else about the gospel. It's not only worth sharing, it's worth showing.
I'd
like you to look at. Thank you, Opal. Let's go to chapter 3 of Revelation. Revelation 3 and verse 14.
13章14节.
To the angel or the messenger or the leader of the church in Laodicea write, these are the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the ruler of God's creation. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot, one or the other, but because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth.
起初路第三章十四到十六节，你要写信给老底嘉教会的使者说，那为阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上，为元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你既如温水也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
Now, how do we most often interpret this? We mostly say, come on, people, I want you to be hot for Jesus. I want you to be on fire for Jesus. But Jesus said, I wish you were either hot or cold. Does he want us to be cold for Jesus? Most of us interpret this as make a choice. You're either going to be hot or cold. But that's about your emotions. That's about your attitude. Look at the passage. Jesus said, I know your deeds, not your attitudes, not your emotions. What's going on here? You shouldn't study geography in school. Geography. We've all studied geography in some time. Not geology, that was my major in college, but geography.
Mm-hmm.
Geography is the key to this passage.
这边的重点是要看一下地理的情况。
Most of you know how much I love maps.
很多人都知道我多喜欢，我非常喜欢地图。
Well, there's Laodicea, right there at the bubble.
但中间的地方有一个那个球的那个地方，那个点就是老底家。
Notice just in the upper part of the map, the town of Philadelphia.
在这个地图的上方就是菲拉铁菲。
That's one of the other seven churches of Revelation.
那是另外七个教会中的一个教会。
But now, if we go upstream,
假如说我们看到上游的时候，
let me get my arrow going here. It looks like two of those went bye-bye. Okay. Well, I see the blue one coming in, right?
Yes.
Okay, but the others didn't come in? Oh. Okay. Anyway, just upstream, do you see Colossae? And then across the river from Colossae is Hierapolis.
在上游的地方有个地方叫做西洛波里。
And then I think I have a blue arrow that's going. Boy, those really aren't showing up. The Lycus River.
Okay, 可以看到一个
Lycus. So here's the river.Flowing down from the mountains.
Okay,
and it flows past Colossae. And it flows past Hierapolis. And as it flows toward the Mediterranean, it gets to Laodicea. So let's look at Hierapolis.
我们来看一下西洛波里这个地方。
Hierapolis is mineral hot springs.
这个地方是一个矿物的一个温泉地方。
We have some of those in California.
我们在加州也有。
You definitely have them in Yellowstone.
在黄石公园一定是有的。
Peggy and I were at Hierapolis.
我们去过这个地方，我跟我妻子去过这个西洛波里这个地方。
Now let me ask you this: What kind of water is that?
请看一下，这是什么样的水呢
？Hot?
是热吗
？Full of minerals?
都是有很多的矿物。
Coming up from the crust of the earth, full of all kinds of salts and minerals.
很多都是像是有盐啦，或是矿物质在里头，这个水里的。
Well, there's Mount Etna.
这边是有一个卡蒂摩斯山。
What kind of water is that?
这样的水是什么样的水呢
？Really nice fresh water.
非常非常清爽的泉水。
So as the water comes down from Mount Etna past Colossae, other water is coming in from Hierapolis.
所以从卡德摩斯山流下来的清泉经过哥罗西的时候然后遇到从西路坡里的那个地方所出来的水
So you have cold fresh water
你有 新鲜的泉水
And you get this hot mineral water coming into the river now just by Hierapolis
然后碰到从西路坡里流下来的矿物质的水
What's the temperature of the water when it gets to land the sea?
在老底家里碰到什么样的水呢
It's lukewarm.
所以是不冷不热
And do you think you'd want to drink that water?
你想要喝那种水吗
There's Laodicea.
那个地点是这个
And those are some of the crusted pipes from all the minerals in the water.
就是因为水里头有一些矿物质所以这些水管都腐蚀的这个样子
So now maybe you and I have a little chance of interpreting this passage correctly.
说不定经过这个背景地理背景你大概可以有另外一种解释这个经文的方式了。
I want you to be either hot or cold.
所以我希望你或
者 Is it a good thing to jump
into those mineral waters?
真的是掉呃跳到那个呃矿泉水里头是是好吗？
Soothing for a weary traveler.
对一些呃很疲劳的一些旅行者来说是非常非常舒服的一些。
Was it good upstream to dip a cup into the water and take a drink of the water coming out of Mount Katmus?
可是你先往上游走的话，你就会喝到那个从山下流下来的清泉。
Oh yes.
是的，可以的。
But what were the people in Laodicea? What was that church like?
所以老底家的那些教会的会员是什么样子的呢？
They were just lukewarm.
他们只不过是用温的水。
They weren't doing anything to bless anybody.
他们没有做任何事情，也没有祝福任何人。
Jesus says, I want you to be a cup of cold, fresh water to a thirsty soul.
耶稣跟他们说，我希望你能够成为一个从山上能够饮的那个清泉，给人饮用解人的渴。
Or I want you to be like a hot mineral bath, soothing the bones and the muscles of a weary traveler.
或者是你可以成为一个从西里坡里出来的一个矿泉水，能够舒展一些疲劳者的一个疲乏。
This is what our young people did down in LA.
这个就是年轻人在洛杉矶短宣的那个所做的。
They may have had some moments to share the gospel.
他们有时间来跟一些人分享福音。
But I suspect they spent most of their time showing the gospel.
不过我相信很多时候他们也就是让人家看到他们身上带着福音的。
Some of those homeless, they were like a cold drink of water.Or a soothing hot tub for a weary traveler.
对洛杉矶的游民来说的话，他们或者是希望一杯清泉、凉爽的一个水可以解他们渴，或者是成为温泉那个温水能够解除他们身上的疲劳。
That's the good news.
那个是就是好消息。
It's about Jesus.
是有关耶稣的好消息。
Who he is?
他是谁呢？
What he came to do.
他到世上来都做了些什么？
It's about sharing that.
是要跟大家分享的。
But that good news is also to be shown.
好像是可以分享，但是重要的是我们要活出来我们的行为。
Jesus showed it throughout his ministry.
耶稣所有的那个事迹在世上的时候，都是把他的行为。
He had compassion on people and he reached out in love and healed them.
他因为有爱怜悯这些周遭的人。
Let's not stop at the sharing.
我们不要只是与人分享而已。
Let's make sure we show the gospel.
让我们的行为也能够活出来这个好消息。
It's good news.
因为是好消息。
And we have the privilege of sharing and showing it.
我们有这么好的特权，能够不只是分享，我们还可以活出来好的见证。
Let's pray.
Oh, God.
God, thank you for the privilege of knowing you.
感谢主，让我们有这个特权，能够知道你，认识你。
Thank you for the privilege of sharing the good news.
也给我这个特权，让别人能够听到我们分享的好消息。
And Lord, like our young people, thank you for the privilege of showing the good news.
我们感谢主，今天年轻人能够分享那个好消息。
Lord, if there's any weary travelers here that need forgiveness in their souls, Lord, I pray that they would come to you.
假如在我们当中现在有人是真的是在心灵方面非常非常疲惫，他们最需要得到赦免。
Let me just offer a simple prayer, just follow me silently.
我们希望能够在这个时候为他们做一个安静的祷告。
Lord, I'm tired of running from you.
主啊，我们需要你，我们需要你。
It's made my soul weary.
希望能够将我的那个疲劳的心态能够。
That unconfessed sin has weighted me down like a burden.
希望我疲劳的心灵能够认罪之后能够得到舒展。
I believe you died for my sin.
因为我相信你为我们罪而死。
And in faithful response to that belief, I confess my sins.
主啊，您也是信实的，只要是我们诚心认我们的罪，您也就能够接受我们成为
一个人。
因为你就是生命的源头，你还是赏赐生命的。主啊，我们要为你而活。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
And for all of us here, Lord, let us honor you with our lips and with our actions.
主啊，我们跟所有的人在这里一起一样，让我们的口中跟我们的行为一起荣耀主。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉主耶稣的祷告，阿门。
Thank you, Opal. I believe it's communion time. Oh. I need one more translator up here.
You need this? You need this? I think so.The night in which Jesus was betrayed, the Yesu Bay.
The Yesu Bay, so my name is Awasan.
He had some special moments with his disciples. He prayed for them in John 17, his high priestly prayer. He also gave them a very special moment.To gather around, and he did something for them to remember him.
耶稣也做了一些特别的事情，使得门徒能够纪念他。
We call it the Lord's Supper.
我们叫这个主的杯，啊，这是最后的晚餐。
And the Apostle Paul says that as we come to the Lord's Supper, let's make sure that our hearts and spirits are right with God.
在我们纪念主的杯的时候，是我们心跟这个都预备好。
If we're harboring unforgiveness or unconfessed sin, we need to confess it.
如果我们还有心中有没有认罪，我们要向神认罪。
Paul warned us that if you're not a follower of Jesus, then you should partake of this at another time after you become a Christian.
如果你不是基督徒的话，你现在。不要创建这个圣餐。
Well, I would like to allow some time for us to reflect and just meditate for a moment upon our lives and upon communion while we're meditating as we eat elders and ushers to come down.
我们现在大家默祷一下。
Let's just have a few silent moments.
Following him, our good will get eternal life.
As the bread is being passed, please hold on to it. We'll partake together. And so at that last supper, Jesus said, "This is the blood of the new covenant. The new covenant based upon God's grace. All of you, drink of it."
First, let's welcome a new friend. We have a new friend. Her name is Helen Lee. 今天我们有一位新朋友，叫李海伦，她是我们的主内姐妹。可不可以请您站起来介绍一下您自己？
大家好，我叫 Helen。以前有一个。恩典教会有个姐妹，她告诉我这边有一个教会是下午3点多开始，所以我今天就来这边来播一下。
欢迎你。还有没有新朋友第一次来到我们教会的？没有哈。下面报告一下几个事项。一个是长老和师母呢会从5月8号到20号呢度假，祝他们旅途平安。在这期间呢，执会主席范增胜会负责教会的事务。Elder Chen and Opal will have a vacation from May 8th to 20th, and during that time, Brother Fan will be in charge.我们教会的那个像每年的这个 CBM Camp 呢又要开始了，那个6年级到8年级的是初中生呢会是从7月23号到28号，然后呢高中生呢是9号到12号，现在的报名时间还没有开始，那个有如果有问题呢请接洽罗龙宝弟兄。This year, CBM Camp, as usual, will come, and the middle school will be July 23rd to 28th, and the high school will be July 9th to 12th, and July 30th to August 4th. And if you have questions, please contact Bob.The date application has not yet determined. 下个星期呢是母亲节，教会呢准备了晚餐，请大家呢预留时间参加。Next Sunday is the Mother's Day, and church has prepared dinner. I hope everybody will come and enjoy and celebrate. 好，现在请大家起立，我们来唱三一颂。
The love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，上帝的慈爱和圣灵的感动始终与我们同在，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. 请坐，默祷最后三位。Please be seated and silent prayer, then dismiss. You are welcome to the fellowship hall, and we have refreshment there. 欢迎每位都可以留下在交易厅有点心。